All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And hello, America. Welcome to Veterans Radio. It's such a privilege and honor to be talking to you today, and we want to welcome everyone that's listening to the program here in southeastern Michigan on WAAM 1600 Talk Radio
16.
And around the world on veteransradio.net, and especially to our good friend Al Woods down under in Australia. So good day, mates. Thank you for tuning in.
Have a Foster's.
Yes, have a Foster's on us. We will be doing that. We've got
that's
a great,
not bad beer, actually.
I know. I had the experience of testing some beer with the Australians in 1969, and it was pretty good then, and I guess it's probably pretty good now.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk about it. Joining me in the studio right now is my partner, Bob Gould, 101st Airborne.
Hey, stand at the door.
All right, here we go. Lots of things to talk about today. There's some great things in the news. We have a great program. I should point out real quickly what's coming up later on in the program. We're going to be talking to State Senator Mike
Kowalski.
Kowal.
That's
Kowal.
Right. I think of Kowalski, and then I.
There you go. Good idea. Anyway, we're going to be talking about Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. That's going to be held up in Lansing.
That's going to be way cool.
On this coming Thursday, on the 8th of October. It's going to be a great opportunity for all the Vietnam veterans in Michigan to get together. And we're going to be talking with him and his assistant, Lynn O'Brien. We'll be talking with her in a little bit about that. We've got at the bottom of the hour, as we turn the hour, we're going to be talking about a veteran support program called Buddy to Buddy. And this is where I brought in the Australian, because down in Australia they have a program called Mate for Mate.
Oh, that's great.
And I think that's really cool down
mate
there.
Mate to Mate.
And then we got another guest that's going to be coming on that talks about Give an Hour, which is for psychologists and psychiatrists that are volunteering their time to help veterans, just to help veterans. We'll leave it there up until later on. But in the news, what do we got in the news? Oh, there's a big deal come up in Detroit, Bob.
Yes, we do. There's going to be a stand down. The Detroit VA is sponsoring the VA healthcare system, a stand down at the, and it's the rescue mission. I want to get that down on Forest Avenue. It's going to be October 7th and 8th. It'll be a little bit in conflict with the Lansing, but you can go on the 7th. And everything that you're going to want to know about your benefits and what it is for you, and you can find yourself information on housing. You can find yourself information. You can even get a haircut, Dale. Can you believe that? You can get a hot meal and a haircut. And not that you need one, you know, but when you go to – no, it is the place to be. It's going to be a stand-down. It's going to be held on the 7th and the 8th. It's at the Detroit Rescue Mission. Now, the reason they're holding it
there –
where is that? That's – aha – 3606 East Forest in downtown Detroit, the Motor City, near Comerica.
Oh, okay. Well, there's nothing going on at Comerica now, so you might as well.
Oh, yeah, plenty of parking. And that begins at noon, so you're going to want to think about the Detroit VA 2015 Veterans Stand Down October 7th and the 8th. You know, it's really cool, all this that's happening just prior to November and Veterans Day. It just seems like all that activity kind of ramps up.
I think it is amazing that all of these things are happening. And many people were sitting around going, oh, what can we do to help veterans? What can we do? Well, they're doing it. And veterans out there, if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities, not only to get the help that some of you may need, but also the help that your families may need. And we've been talking about these issues the last couple of weeks, exposure to toxins, exposure to Agent Orange, benefits you DD-214. Everybody knows you. That's the whole start of the process.
Once gotta
you
have it.
That, you gotta have that thing to go. And as a matter of fact, there's an article that came from the VFW this week, and I'm looking at it, as I mentioned earlier. For those of you that haven't gotten your flu shots yet, you can go to Walgreens and get them for free. If you have already signed up for the VA health program, that means that you've gone to the VA, given them your DD-214, and have gotten your card. Instead of having to go to the VA or going to your local doctors and paying and so forth, you go to Walgreens, they'll give you the shot, they'll bill the VA, zip, zap, you're done, and you will get no flu.
You know, and that is so huge.
There's no liability.
That the VA has responded in that. I mean, we're not just talking about the healthcare system, the whole VA system that has. They had a problem and they went out and they did something about it.
Well, they're trying to fix all these things, and it's really difficult. When you get something the size of the United States Veterans Administration, I mean, that's a huge bureaucracy, and it's pretty entrenched. I mean, they've been there for 70 years now. But they do move occasionally, and parts of it are moving a lot quicker than others. But
so do the glaciers.
I think the idea of the outreach programs, though, are really what's starting to pay off, where in some parts of the country you don't necessarily have to go to a VA to get your health care. You can go to a local physician, and they bill the VA. So, and in order to do that, you got to sign up with a VA in order to find out what your benefits are and so forth. And we're going to have another program coming up, and actually you can get help at this stand-down if you're in the Detroit area. You'll be able to get some assistance if you're up in Lansing on Thursday, because there are going to be lots of VSOs, Veteran Service Organizations, that will be up there offering their assistance to you. So that's important. I did want to mention just real quickly, last week we did a program on Fort McClellan and the toxins and the toxic chemicals and so forth that they found on the base and that they found in the water at Camp Lejeune and so forth. You know, it's amazing. You know, somebody's got to keep an eye on the government at all times. You know, we vote for these people, but then they go off and do something else.
Are they finding it in the groundwater?
They're finding it in the groundwater. They're finding it in the ground. In some cases, as we were talking earlier, some of these bases were downwind from test sites. I had a cousin who unfortunately was exposed to radiation and died of cancer as a result of that. He was in the Air Force, and he was working at a base that was downwind from the test sites out in Nevada and Utah. So anyway, they don't tell us everything. So we have to keep it, and that's up to us here at Veterans Radio and to all of you out there that are veterans. If you have a bad experience somewhere, let us know. We're going to start holding these people's feet to the fire. We can't put up with this stuff anymore. I forget what the movie was, but, you know, we're not going to put up with this stuff anymore. And, you know, you don't want to get a whole generation of veterans mad at you, because we got only, 23 million of us around, so I think we could probably cause a little trouble.
That's significant.
And I think we should do that. But anyhow, I digress as usual. The Senate Veterans Affairs Committee is held meetings this last week on the various toxic exposures that include the Blue Water Navy, burn pits, Camp Lejeune, and the effects on their veterans and their veteran descendants. And this is a big, big deal for veterans right now, is that many of them were exposed to herbicides and so forth in various conflicts, and they're finding that the genetic makeup of their descendants and their grandchildren are being affected by these things. And so there's what did they do? They supported a bill. Excuse me. They put out a bill called the Toxic Exposure Research Act of 2015. And this is ranking member Democrat was Robert Blumenthal, and the Republican was Senator Jerry Morin of Kansas, and Blumenthal is from Connecticut. Bipartisan support for this bill. We're hoping that they will get something done with that. The last thing I wanted to mention, Bob, is that they have identified, you know, you are always doing programs on Korea, and it's kind of the forgotten conflict of everything out there. And so we want to make sure that we honor as many Korean veterans as we can. And
I'm going to have a program the 25th on Korea.
Well, we've got two more Korean MIAs have been identified. And these are Private Frank Worley, who was 21 at the time. He was declared missing in Korea on February 12, 1951. It was later learned that he had died in captivity. His remains have been found and identified. And Corporal Robert P. Graham of San Francisco was also declared missing in North Korea on February 13, 1951, and he died in captivity, and his bones have been recovered, and he has been identified. So we finally get to say to Private Worley and Corporal Graham, welcome home.
Welcome home.
Pause.
Well,
all right, now let's talk about...
Now, we do have a new sponsor, a new contributor.
Yes. So tell me about these life chests.
Well, the life chest, there was a gentleman by the name of Kim Yost who kind of sketched out this idea a few years ago about having somewhere where you can keep your documentation, your military memorabilia, your documentation. So many times it's in a cardboard box or a shoe box and down in the basement, in the damp basement, or it's in the back of a closet. You don't know where it is, and whether we even have one or not. And all the medals have been clinking around in the drawers, and those combat boots that you're going to save until the leather rots away. But this is a way that you can preserve all that in one location. It's called the Life Chest.
Right, and it's a really cool thing. It's sort of like a really upscale Foot Locker that you can keep all of your memorabilia in, including there was a drawer in the one that I saw that you could have all of your important paperwork, the old DD-214, any awards that you received, maybe your letter from the VA that says you're entitled to benefits because you need to let your family know if they're entitled to something, your old that serviceman's life insurance policy. All those things will be all in one place.
One spot, central location, and it's an heirloom because it's well constructed, well manufactured.
Yeah.
But there's many designs and styles to choose from. There is one that's specific to the Veterans Radio program. They're offering a special promotion, and you go to thelifechest.com.
Right, or you go to our website.
Oh, that's right.
And there's a button ad for them, and
there's a banner.
That's what they're paying the big bucks for.
There we are.
So we're going to promote them like crazy.
And that'll take you right to their site and then
right.
go from there. But it's something that we all need to be thinking about. Because when that time comes, and you don't have to be passed on to do this, it's a place, though, to centrally locate very important documentation and very important memorabilia, things that you want to preserve.
I think it's really cool. I can't wait to have her in here to talk about him on the program because Christmas is coming up and there are all kinds of sponsors that we have that we want to make sure that maybe you buy this as a gift for your veteran or for the family of your veteran.
Well, I know, and you got to start with having a DD-214.
There you go. Boom, boom, boom.
That's right. You got to have your DD-214. We are in the process right now of putting a special spot on our website where you'll be able to go, click on it, and how do I attain my DD-214? You got to have it, folks. Well, I'll do it when the time comes. No, do it now. Put it in a safe place. Put it in the Life Chest, and you're ready to go.
Okay.
Good to go.
We
got to
go. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, Senator Cornwall is going to talk about the upcoming Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans from the state of Michigan. You'll be right. We'll be right back, actually. You're listening to Veterans Radio. And we're back on Veterans Radio, and we wanted to get back in a hurry because joining us in the studio right now is Michigan Senator Mike Cornwall. And Mike, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you very much. It's a true pleasure to be here.
And joining him is his ever-important assistant, I believe, probably the most important person for this event coming up, and that's Lynn O'Brien.
Good afternoon, Dale.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So tell me about the event that's coming up this coming Thursday, October 8th.
Well, this coming Thursday at noon, we're going to start the event off, and basically it's long time overdue that the Michigan Senate and the legislature is going to thank the Vietnam veterans for their sacrifices and thank their families for what they went through and just have a little bit of a homecoming event for them. I know Lynn's been working on this pretty much nonstop since we came up with the idea. And it all started from we had some World War II veterans in, and we showed them around the Capitol building. We had some fun with them and listened to some of their stories, and these fellows are getting to that age where they're starting to really talk about what happened. And Lynn prepared some nice certificates of thanks for the World War II vets. Well, the fellow that drove them up was our age and Vietnam-era veteran and was in country. And she put a document together for him, thanking him for his service. And I called him up to give it to him, and he was shocked, first of all. But he had tears in his eyes. And he said, it's the first time anybody ever said thank you to me. And that just cut me to the bone. So we, Lynn and I, got together, and we decided that, okay, we're in a position that we can do something. We're gonna put together an official thank you.
Well, who else is working on this with you? I know that you have a number of sponsors.
Oh, we have a great list of sponsors, starting with the Ambassador Bridge Company, who is a big fan of veterans and will actually hire veterans before they will anybody else.
Oh, so priority hiring out there, folks.
Priority hiring, and they're looking for truck drivers, too.
Truck driver. Okay, we're always looking for truck drivers.
But we have the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. They're a big fan of the veterans, and in particular the Vietnam veterans. We have the Vietnam Veterans of America, Detroit, Region 9, American Legion, of course. We have... the Traveling Wall that's coming in to Lansing. We have the Henry Ford Health System, which is HAP, the Health Alliance Plan. Domino's Pizza is stepping up to the plate. Literally, they're bringing like 150 pizzas, so they want to make sure that there's a little snack.
Did you know, Mike, that Tom Monahan was a Marine?
You know, I did know that. I did know he was a Marine.
And we were on his network for 8 years.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when you think about that. That Monahan, was a Marine, and of course Mike Ilitch is a Marine, Marines are always Marines. They're never retired.
Oh yeah,
that's one of those things.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah, 90-year-old Marines.
No way.
It's okay.
In fact,
and
two of those.
Thank God we have men and women that want to be Marines. So
two of those World War II vets came in. It was a husband and wife team, and they were both Marines. And he was a sergeant, and she was a corporal. And I just wanted to know who outranked who. And he told me, he says, well, at home, she always outranks me. So
I was going to say he was the official. Right?
But we also have the Purple Heart, Order of Purple Heart. They're also a sponsor as well.
So let's go. We've got who's sponsoring. That's the what. The where and when.
Well, the where is downtown Lansing, right at the Capitol Building. And it starts off at noon, and it'll go till 3. And we're going to have a variety of stations set up, different groups coming in, whether it's the VA. Lynn, who else?
Michigan Vietnam Veterans Association. We are having the Mobile Veterans Wall. The American Legion will be there. The War Dog Memorial. Miniature Wall. Kelly Trudell. She's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah, she's been on our program. She's terrific. You're going to love her. She's amazing.
The Paisley Fog, they're a 1960s band. We have 27 historical stations altogether that will be there.
That's great.
Tell us what a historical station is.
Well, it's just one of 27 locations. There will be a tent. Each person will have some tables and chairs, and they will have their wares.
There will be bumper stickers, and, of course, we're going to have the lapel pins, so we're going to make sure everybody that wants one can have one, and hopefully we'll get their senator or representative out to pin it on them. We're going to be there as long as we have to be there.
As long as it takes. It'd be great if it was too crowded, wouldn't it?
I would love to see as many veterans there as possible. You know, we were talking earlier about there's how many million of?
Well, there's 23 million veterans in America. I think there's somewhere around 6-7 million in Michigan.
6 or 7 million.
Yeah.
So I'll take a third of that showing up at the Capitol building.
I know that the security forces at the Capitol would really like that.
You know, the nice thing is
it would be so peaceful.
With these people, you don't need security.
No,
they are the security forces.
No, they'll take care of themselves.
Sure.
I know that there are a number of organizations. We talked about this just briefly at the beginning of the program. We're going to be talking with one of the administrators of the Buddy to Buddy program, and I saw on the list of people that were going to have a booth there, that the Buddy to Buddy people
Correct.
Were supporting you.
Yep.
And also you had mentioned that where did that go? I lost my list. Oh, I know, the Agent Orange.
Absolutely, Tim and Kathy Driscoll.
Right, yes. And that they were going to be there to talk about what we mentioned earlier in the program in the news about the legacy of Agent Orange and what it is capable of doing, what it is still doing to our generations and to the future generations.
I have their challenge coin sitting on my desk, and it sits there just to remind me every day, you know, the sacrifices these people made. Like I was telling you earlier, I had a friend that was a gunner in a gunship, and mm-hmm. he used to come back drenched with the Agent Orange. And we want to make sure that all the veterans that come there come in and talk to the VA, make sure that they're getting all their needs met. We want to make sure that if they need anything that we can help them with, that we're gonna be there to do that. And that kind of leads back to that DD-214, because we know how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're in talking before the program. I want to make sure that we put that on our link officially at the state of Michigan, so people can.
Right.
Link into
that. Just any place that you can put these things where people can find them, because it's always amazing to me when I run into a veteran who doesn't know where theirs is or hasn't even, you know, signed up for the VA care. And I have to admit that I was one of the ones that said, well, I don't need that. I don't need that for 35 years. I didn't need it. And then suddenly I needed something, and I had to go through the process. And it turned out to be a very good experience, despite the news that's been out there of what goes on over there. Tell me how... this is something that we need to pre-register for, or you would like us to pre-register for?
Yes, if you visit the website, www.michigansaysthanks.com.
Michigansaysthanks.com.
And go to the RSVP. To date, we received approximately 900 RSVPs. Many are bringing their wives and their families.
Okay. I understand that this is all being privately funded, that you are, and that you're running a little short on your money to pay for this, because we definitely don't want to dip into the taxpayer's money.
Well, there is no taxpayer
okay.
money going.
Well,
this
we don't
is
want anybody
private.
Having to put extra money out of their pocket. So if somebody wanted to make a donation to this, how would they do that?
They could go to the sponsor tab. They could visit the website, and my direct line is there, or my email.
How about, give me your direct line right now. If somebody wanted to call you on Monday morning at 8 o'clock, what would they call?
At 8 o'clock, they call me on their cell phone.
Okay.
At 8:30, they call me at 517-373-0563.
Okay. And your email address?
lobryan@senate.michigan.gov.
Okay. And no excuse then, anybody out there. So we want to encourage people to go. You had mentioned some of the people that are going to be speaking, but we got to the music, but we didn't get to the guest speakers. Do you have
anybody
that we need to go and listen to?
We have several guest speakers that are coming in. We're going to start off with a color guard. We'll go to the national anthem, host speaker. We have retired Army Captain Jim Dunn, followed up by Kelly Trudell again. Then we're going to do a special recognition of the Vietnam veterans and their spouses and family. So it'll be a great event, and like I said, it was a long time coming.
It is, and we want to thank you, Bob, and I know especially we want to thank you very much for putting this on, Lynn. I know the thousands of hours that you put into setting this up, and we want to thank you for your time in doing that. We've got a couple of minutes, so I'm not saying goodbye yet. I just wanted to make sure I got that in so I didn't cut you off.
So, Senator, is this a complimentary event? Is there any cost for the veterans?
Oh, no, there's no cost. This is just come out and show your support for your fellow veterans. Come and meet your legislatures. You know, we've done some things here in the past couple of years. One, if you're a fully disabled veteran and you don't have to pay property taxes anymore.
I know. I have a good friend who was very excited to hear that.
We had people that were, you're fully disabled, you can't work. How are you mm-hmm. going to pay your bills, and yet you're going to lose your home to the government that you were
right,
there
you know,
protecting?
You know,
it doesn't make sense. So,
how about if I were disabled and needed assistance getting around? Is there going to be provisions for that?
If you need help getting around, we have volunteers there. Everything's wheelchair accessible, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
We have two handicapped restrooms on either corner of the outside of the Capitol building.
Okay. So when I come up there on Thursday and I arrive just before noon, because that's the starting time of all the events, but are the displays and things going to be running prior to that, do you think?
No, I think the best thing to do when you show up is go to station number one, the report in station, to get your name tag.
Report again?
To report in. Get your name tagged.
I did that. They sent me to Vietnam. I'm really nervous.
And we're announcing each Vietnam veteran on the public address system as they will come in.
Okay.
Right. And one nice thing, too, is the Michigan Historical Society is going to take all this information that we're compiling, and they're going to put it in the archives, so it's going to be there forever. And it's done just to record the history of the state of Michigan, that we are, in fact, doing this, and we are, you know, we're making every attempt we can to get everybody signed up for all the VA benefits.
Okay.
I also want to thank the Senator and Lynn for their attention to it, rather than just Vietnam veterans who served over, but it's Vietnam era
veterans, right,
which I think is really cool. And there is a official government designation. Lynn, did you have something to say?
Yeah, 1 minute.
I have one question.
Okay.
Dale and Bob, have you RSVP'd yet?
Yeah. I'll be there. I did.
He did. I have not.
Okay,
I will.
You
got to
do that.
I will be doing that. What's the website one last time?
www.MichiganSaysThanks.com.
MichiganSaysThanks.com. All you Vietnam era veterans out
era.
There and your families, get up there, have a good time. And hopefully we'll see you there. Thank you very much. You're listening to Veterans Radio. Turn around the corner on the news. We're going to be coming back. We're going to be talking about buddy to buddy. And we're also going to be talking about Give an Hour. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be back after the news. And we are back on Veterans Radio, and that was our favorite singer of all time, Kate Smith, with one of our favorite songs of all time, God Bless America. So, everybody's going to Lansing. It happens to be in Southeast Michigan this week on Thursday. For the rest of you around the country, we're going to be talking about a couple of other organizations that I think are really important for you to be aware of. And I know it was something that I've known a little bit about, but I'm anxious to learn more about it today. And joining me in the studio right now is Stephanie Zarb, and she's the program for the Buddy to Buddy Veteran Volunteer Program. And let me tell you a little about this young lady here, because she outranks me, so I have to be careful. But she was commissioned in the Air Force in 2006, served as an air weapons officer aboard an AWACS aircraft. You know, this is the ones that fly around at 30-some-odd thousand feet, direct all the rockets and stuff, refuel all the aircraft, and so on and so forth. I think that's really cool. So it gives her a great experience in controlling people all around her, right? So it makes you the program manager. So Stephanie was deployed twice during Operation Enduring Freedom, and she was also deployed to South America, and I don't know if that was more frightening than the other ones, maybe. But she's got a bachelor's degree from that school up north, Michigan State, a master's degree from the University of Oklahoma, and her interests include, guess what? Veterans outreach, veterans training, volunteer training and develop, improving veterans' awareness and access to resources. So Stephanie Zarb, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
It is our pleasure. And also joining me in the studio is our good friend and the one who's talked to me, and I think the one who also got me my disability benefits, but I'm not going to tell you that too much, is Mark Lindke. Mark is a retired veteran service officer. Mark, welcome back to the Veterans Radio.
Thank you, Dale. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you are also involved with Buddy to Buddy.
I am.
I'm plastered all over your vest.
Absolutely. I wear it proudly. I'm one of the volunteers.
That is true. So I'll get back to you in a second.
Very well.
Here. So, Stephanie, tell me what Buddy to Buddy is.
So Buddy to Buddy, we're run out of the University of Michigan Depression Center. We're part of something called MSPAN, which stands for Military Support Programs and Networks. And Buddy to Buddy is the part of MSPAN that does outreach to veterans. We got started in the Michigan Army National Guard, but now we do outreach statewide to veterans. Our focus is post 9/11 veterans, but we certainly never turn anyone away. And what we do is that we take honorably discharged veterans of any era. We train them to understand what a service officer does, how to navigate the VA system, those types of things, and then we let them loose in their communities to go find other veterans and share that information. So it's actually a pretty simple concept, but it's incredibly effective.
So is this sort of a mentoring program, or is it just somebody that will be there if a veteran needs them?
It's a little bit of whatever the veteran might need. So sometimes it's as simple as, I don't know how to get my DD-214, and certainly we can help veterans with that. We do that all the time. Sometimes it's 2 and 3 years working with a veteran to come home, to get them access to the VA, help them get their service connection if that's something they're pursuing. And we've helped veterans with just about anything you can think of. So we help with employment, finance. Legal issues is one we see quite often. So we just try to meet the veteran where they're at and provide them with whatever resources they might need to get back up on their feet.
Wow. So Mark, how did you get involved in this? I mean, I know you're a veteran service officer, but is this kind of lead in from there?
Yeah, it's kind of just a natural extension of what I did in my employed public service life. I think it's fair to say most of the volunteers are Vietnam-era veterans, so we've had some sort of an experience, good or bad, mm-hmm. within the VA system and have some knowledge about that, as well as an awful lot of the others have some sort of history in the employment field. So when we work with a particular returnee, most of them are Guard and Reservists now, and they don't have the immediate contacts that they should have, and we're just kind of another resource to them when they're at their annual training or doing their weekends. Mm-hmm. We're on site, if you will, and available to them just to provide some sort of referral resource. Sometimes it's just an ear to listen to what they have to say or what their concerns are.
So Stephanie, how long has Buddy to Buddy been operating?
We got started back in 2009, and we were pretty small, and then we've grown since then. And for our first few years, we concentrated really on the Michigan Army National Guard and trying to meet their needs. As you know, Michigan's a Guard and Reserve state. So here in Michigan, we have 22,000 soldiers and airmen who have deployed in support of the post-9/11 conflicts, which is something I don't know that a lot of people really...
I don't think people realize that we had such a large number.
Quite a large number here.
In fact, I think it's for the size of our state, it's probably more per capita than any place else.
I don't know one way or the other.
I know. I'm just throwing that out there.
But I could definitely look that up. And so originally our thought was that we wanted to help those returning from those deployments. We haven't seen our Guard and Reserve deploy at those kind of rates since World War II. So there wasn't mm-hmm. perhaps a fully thought out plan of what to do with those soldiers and airmen when they returned. And then we realized that for all the great services we were providing to our Guard and Reserve, that we could also just extend that service out to any veteran in need. And so we have a 1-800 number and an email and a Facebook page, and we really are just out here to help any veteran with whatever they might need.
Can you tell me what that 1-800 number might be?
Sure. It's 1-888-82-BUDDY, but I always have to have somebody write down the number. So it's 1-888-822-8339. And okay. Anyone's welcome to call that number. We operate during normal business hours, and we'll connect them with a local community volunteer that can help them out.
And so is this statewide?
We are statewide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it nationwide yet?
We are actually looking at going nationwide here, so hopefully we'll come back one day and tell you that we've done that.
Well, so. I was hoping that I mentioned earlier in the program that we've got our friend down in Australia who's participating in a Mates for Mates organization down there. When he heard the Buddy to Buddy, he says we have to be on at the same time, but we had a problem with logistics. But so yeah, when we get you guys going national, we will definitely get the Mates for Mates on. And what he mentioned, that they take this organization over in Australia, takes some of these guys out to camping trips and all the other things that some of these other organizations do here in Michigan, like out at Camp Liberty and, the fishing tournaments and so on and so forth. And I guess that's an activity that they get involved with. So, Mark, I'm going to come back to you. So, without giving away any names, how many men and women have you talked to, do you think, already?
Whoa, it'd be hard to calculate that out. I've been involved with the program for, I think, 4 or 5 years now, and I'm assigned to 3 units, all out of the Light Guard Armory. They meet okay. monthly, and then obviously they have their 2 weeks. And during the course of that time, you could talk to any number of them. The nice thing is it's fully embraced by the National Guard. the higher echelon, if you will. We're not part of the chain of command, but they recognize us and they recognize the value of the program, so they encourage it and they support it. And over time, the soldiers, you know, gain the confidence and are willing to come forward. And I think that's probably the most beneficial part of it, is the fact that we're there and available, and it's purely optional. You know, they can come and talk to us, or we can just be there.
What do you find to be the one thing that they all talk about?
Probably health care is always a issue. I'm always amazed at how many returning OIF, OEF, OND are unaware of the fact that they've got health care available to them for a five-year period at no cost. And so health care is a big issue. Employment is also right up there as well.
And are you seeing as many men and women? Or how's that working for you? Or
yeah, there's certainly an awful lot of females that are in the Guard and Reserve units now.
Stephanie, what are their main issues? Are they the same, or are they a little bit different, do you think?
I think they're pretty much the same kinds of things. We see maybe a little more on the child care side, a little more on custody issues, but by and large, it's about the same issues. We do find female veterans are maybe a little more reluctant to come forward to identify as a veteran, but you know, all veterans sort of face this issue with asking for help. So
yeah.
I don't think it's unique to any one population.
No, I don't know what that is. I guess we all think we're so tough.
Well, we're trained to think that, right?
I know. So. Yeah, you're not supposed to show any weaknesses whatsoever. And it's not a weakness, really. It's just that you're trying to deal with some of these things that go on, and people don't seem to realize, I think especially in the National Guard and Reserves, that these people have lives outside the military.
Absolutely.
And this is something that I think most people don't understand, is how many guard people and reservists served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't know the numbers, and I'm not asking you to throw them out either, but it just seems like you've mentioned the number 22,000 something. That's a lot. And I'm just thinking of people that I've run into whose spouses or they themselves were in, and then they come back and try to just work a regular life, and they're still having to go through the rigmarole or the problems and issues and so on and so forth that they have for being in the military, and how difficult that can be. And I'm sure that there must be a lot of family support that they need.
Absolutely. I mean, you're looking at a situation where we have a soldier that's working at the Dollar General store in his hometown. His kids go to, they don't go to, you know, Department of Defense schools. They're in with, you know, at your normal public schools.
Right.
And so then this person will deploy and their family's left behind, but they're not necessarily having those same sort of family support systems. Their friends aren't going through the same thing, can't really relate. And then that soldier would return and go back to work at the Dollar General. And while his environment hasn't changed, typically he certainly has. So it's definitely a situation that we're seeing here in Michigan. There are times since September 11th where National Guard and Reserve soldiers have represented more than 40% of all deployed troops. So I think it's something that hasn't really been talked about, but that we need to start thinking about is, as these Guard and Reservists are coming home, these deployments are winding down, what are we going to do to make sure that they're getting connected to the benefits they need and that they know that they have that they hold, you know, federal veteran status and all the things that come with that.
Okay, so I'm a returning veteran, and I just got home, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. How do I get a hold of you folks?
So you can definitely call us at our 1-800 number, which is 1-888-822-8339, or you can send us an email at buddytobuddyvvp@umich.edu. And then we also have a Facebook page. If you just go to Facebook and look up Buddy to Buddy, and we have a website as well.
Okay, and the website is buddytobuddy.com or org?
.org, yes.
.org. So that's Buddy to Buddy. Just write out 2, or is it the number?
It's just T-O, 2.
T-O. Okay, so buddytobuddy.org. Go there. See if you can help out. You were mentioning the idea that, you know, once these people get home, they need some assistance, and you are trying to point them in the right direction. And so we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to say goodbye to the Buddy to Buddy. I'll ask you to stay in the studio. So we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking to a group called Give an Hour, and that's a group of psychologists and psychiatrists who are donating time to help some of these returning veterans and some of the issues that they're following. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back. We're back on Veterans Radio, and we just had to kind of clear the studio out a little bit because Stephanie is a new mother, and we wanted to make sure that she got home because I think it was her son, she said, rolled over for the first time today, and she wanted to get home in time in case he decided to get up and walk around. You never know with these little kids. So right now, joining me on Veterans Radio is Rob Stewart, and Rob is from the organization Give an Hour. Rob, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here for you.
Well, thank you very much for being here for all of the veterans that are out there. So tell me, what is Give an Hour?
Give an Hour is a national nonprofit. It's been around about 10 years. And basically what it is a network of licensed mental health professionals that have agreed to give an hour of their time to provide free mental health treatment and counseling to veteran service members and their loved ones. So right now we have about 7,000 providers nationwide, and fortunately we have about 230 or so in the state of Michigan.
That's a pretty good number.
It is. Yeah, I'm very happy, yes.
I know. And I didn't mention to our audience, you know, that Rob had retired in 2009 as a master sergeant after 20 years. I don't know how you guys stay in any place 20 years.
I didn't stay in one place.
I know. I said 11 years with the 82nd Airborne, 3rd Armored Division, 25th Infantry. Then you were the Michigan National Guard, and you're an Iraq veteran. You were in Baghdad in 2005, and this is a heartfelt thank you for what you did there, and especially thank you for what you're doing right now.
Well, thank you.
Are you a psychologist, psychiatrist?
No, actually, my background is in project management. So I'm the project coordinator for Detroit, and I am fortunate to be a recipient of a grant from Wins for Warriors, which is Justin Verlander's foundation. So he's very generous to veteran organizations. So with his grant, I was basically hired to come into the Detroit area and ensure that the services that the Detroit area providers were giving, that I increased those amount of numbers, number of donated hours, as well as work towards a Veterans Community Collaborative, which we've been fortunate to partner with the state of Michigan's Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and their Veteran Community Action Team concept. So in conjunction with Give an Hour, I'm also the executive director of the Region 10 VCAT.
VCAT. What's a VCAT?
The Veterans Community Action Team.
Okay.
That's basically the regional Veteran Community Collaboratives, where we bring in organizations, agencies, individuals that are give them the opportunity to network one another so that their services to veterans are a little bit more seamless.
Okay. So how is that working out in southeastern Michigan?
It's working very well. The Region 10 VCAT is right now we have over 300 members, probably over 125 individual organizations. We're meeting quarterly. Our meetings usually have anywhere from 80 to 100 individuals. So they're able to come in and basically have the opportunity to network so that they know the additional resources out there for veterans, so that if a veteran presents to them, they take a look at, you know, a holistic approach of if they're having an issue with employment, do they also have an issue with health care? Do they have an issue with housing? We kind of take a complete look at the veteran and their family situation. And through that networking, we're able to link them with other resources that might improve their quality of life.
Okay, so how do they let's look at it from both sides. So if I'm a veteran coming home from Iraq or Afghanistan and I'm looking for some assistance, how do I get in touch with you folks?
Basically, we're not an organization, say, like the DAV or the VFW, where they would present. The Community Collaborative is just that. It's just a like-minded individuals coming together. So if they present to, say, the Salvation Army or to the Red Cross or to the DAV, what their membership and their activity with the VCAT just allows them to have more resources. So they would still go to the VA, they would still go to the DAV or the VFW or any other agency that helps veterans, but through that VCAT, we're just ensuring that they have more resources to offer.
Okay, and so how does the returning veteran get in touch with Give an Hour, or how do they participate with Give an Hour?
Well, with Give an Hour, basically, we don't replace the VA. We don't replace their DOD health care. We're just another option.
Mm-hmm.
So for individuals, especially individuals that are not eligible for DOD or the VA, because the one good thing about Give an Hour is we do not look at their discharge status. So
okay.
If someone were to have gotten a discharge status that doesn't allow them to go to the VA, or if they didn't bring their DOD health care benefits with them on their discharge, they can go out to Give an Hour through our website, www.giveanhour.org. They can do a provider search, and they can base it off their zip code, and then a distance from their zip code, and they can break it down to the specific service that they're looking for. So if they need anxiety, depression, child psychiatry, adolescence, substance abuse, PTSD, TBI, they can break it down into those categories, and they're going to get a search that shows all the providers within that search area that they're looking for that has basically decided to donate those hours through Give an Hour. So they would contact them as they would any other mental health provider.
Oh, okay. So even if you've gotten a less than honorable discharge or something like that, you're still eligible to participate?
Absolutely.
What kind of proof do they need to show that they're in the military? Do they need that DD-214 again or something along those lines? I don't know
exactly.
If you get one of those if you're less than honorably discharged. I don't know. Something
yes,
I'll have to
did.
Find out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. Do you still get a DD-214?
Absolutely, yeah, because you're going to show the characterization of that discharge one way or
okay.
the other.
All right, yeah, that's right. It's got that little space in there for honorable
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
whatever else they want to put in there. Okay, so now let's look at the other side. I'm a healthcare provider. How do I volunteer?
I would love to have more mental health professionals, especially in the rural areas.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because of the 230, 100 of them are in the Detroit area of Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne counties.
Okay.
Then we have another huge cluster out in the Grand Rapids area. But once you get down to, say, southern Michigan and northern Michigan, for example, in Jackson County, Jackson, Lenawee, and Hillsdale County, there's only two providers in those three counties. So if a provider is interested in donating those services, number one, they have to be fully licensed in the state that they're practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to have a full license in the state of Michigan, whether that is psychologist, psychiatrist, social worker, professional counselor. And then they would also have to have liability insurance that covers them.
Right.
And they would just go to our website, the exact same website, and they would just click on that provider option. And in that, they would register, and then we go through the vetting process. Our staff member out of the D.C. area would get in touch with them and actually have them go through the credentialing process.
Okay, so we need more.
We do. We do, especially in the rural areas. Now, fortunately, and I track the Detroit area the closest, and the year before I started, I've been working for Give an Hour about a year and a half, and the year before I started, we had 122 hours that were donated in that year, in 2014. Fortunately, in 2015, we've increased that to 270 hours donated to veteran service members and their loved ones. But that's in the Detroit area, and that's why I definitely want to have more providers out in those more rural, underserved counties.
Well, oh, absolutely. I agree. I got to figure out how to get out to Jackson and meet some friends that I know out there and see what I can do to get a couple of them to sign up. Is this an hour that you give a week, or is it just an hour that you can afford out of your schedule?
It is an hour a week for as long as, and the concept is the given hour is that mental health professional is giving an hour of their time to that veteran service member loved one, for as long as that treatment needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that go to see a professional that it's short term. There's others that it's long term. So it's as long as that treatment plan requires.
Okay, because I have found that the people I know that have had post-traumatic stress, we're calling it now post-traumatic stress, drop the D. That's our argument right now. But that sometimes they need to talk to somebody for quite a while in order to work through whatever it is that they're trying to work through.
Right. Absolutely. My wife is a Desert Storm vet, so she was diagnosed with PTSD over 20 years ago, and she's still seeing someone. So I understand that.
So we already talked about the providers are all fully licensed, they've got the liability insurance and everything. They've been fully vetted by, as you mentioned, somebody comes out and vets them and makes sure their credentials are legit. And they're just going to treat you just like any other patient, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's exactly it. All we're doing is linking a provider that's agreed to donate that time to a client. The from there, the relationship would be just like any other, provider-patient relationship. You know, the HIPAA laws, the confidentiality, given hour does not get involved in, you know, the medical records aspect of it. Everything is between that client and that provider.
Well, I think this is such a great program. And Rob, could you tell people, let's go for the people that need the treatment, what do they need to do?
The biggest thing they need to do is find that strength to reach out, and there will be people there to help them along the process. So if they want to use Given Hour services, they just have to go to our website, www.givenhour.org, and basically do a provider search to look for the individual that meets their needs for the, you know, the condition that they want to have therapy for, counseling for. And if they have any problem because of those rural areas, if they have any problem, they could always email info@givenhour.org, and then our database administrator will help them on a personal level, you know, on a one-on-one level, try to link them with a provider just in case that provider search doesn't have anything in their immediate area.
Okay, so we're going to help them find somebody, and then we got to find some more people that can help out, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to do that. We've been talking with Rob Stewart, who is the director right now. I guess he's the current project coordinator for Given Hour. It's a national nonprofit dedicated to providing free mental health services to veterans and their family members. Rob, thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio, and we plan on having you back again when we start pulling in some more service providers.
Absolutely. I would love it.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so we've talked about, don't forget that you're all going to Lansing this Thursday to, especially if you're a Vietnam-era veteran, to get the official state welcome home, and I encourage you to go up there and do that. If you are a returning veteran, or if you want to help some veterans, we've got the Buddy to Buddy program here in Michigan that you can become a member of and mentor these young men and women who are coming home, and maybe you can help them get over some of the hurdles that you got over when you got back from your service. And then just now, we just finished talking with Rob Stewart from the organization Given Hour, and this is providing free mental health services to our veterans and their families. So please check the website, check our flyer, go to veteransradio.net. All their information is up there. You can click and join them up. Next week, we're going to be talking to the winners of the Military Writers Society of America. They just had their annual conference, and all the winners, great books, great people. They're going to be on the program. And we're also going to be talking to a representative of the Family of Heroes. And this is a program that's a role-play simulation for military families, and their goal is to reach 11,111 families, completing the program by Veterans Day. So tune in next week on Veterans Radio. Until then, you are dismissed.